My name is Mari Malek, and I am from South Sudan, and I am a DJ, a model, and a humanitarian.
So you are a DJ, you are a model. Where have you been modeling?
I started modeling in New York City. That's where I was discovered. But to backtrack, my family and I escaped the war, and we went into Egypt, and from Egypt, we got our sponsorship into the USA. And that's when I went to New York City. So I was about 14 years old, and I went to school, and after I graduated high school, I looked into modeling because I was always getting approached by people asking me about modeling, and that's when I first got my modeling gig, was in New York City in around 2005 or 4, something like that.
Mm. Okay, I was coming to a question whereby you must have left here when you were very young. Which year was that then?
Yeah, I left South Sudan when I was 4 years old. I was born in Wau. And then my family went from Wau, we went into Khartoum because my father at the time was working as a minister of education. And then from Khartoum, things got worse. Our schools weren't going well. We weren't accepted into the school. And then the conflict just got really horrible. And when I was 9 years old, that's when my mother took myself and my two younger sisters. And that's how we left the country. We went through Egypt.
Could you remember the year?
Yeah, I think it was...
Could be 90s? Or?
It's in the 90s.
Okay.
Early 90s, yeah.
With your career that, okay, you model and combining it with the education, how did you manage to go about it?
So while I was modeling, I discovered a lot of things about myself because New York is a very diverse place. Everyone in the world is basically there. And with modeling, it led me into music. And then music also led me into meeting more people. So that's when I had an enlightening moment, like, you know, when the light bulb go ding in your head.
And you say, I have to go for it.
Yes, I have to go for it. And I also have to, because my name was starting to get recognized as a model and as a DJ, I'm the first international South Sudanese DJ, I had to use my platform so that I can speak on behalf of my story and on behalf of the story of South Sudan and the children of South Sudan, because the world does not really know about us and about what's happening to our country. So every chance I got and people asked me who I was and where I came from, I told them my story and how I came as a refugee and the conflict that's happening in South Sudan. And that's when people started to know the background of that. And it led me into meeting people in the humanitarian world, such as UNICEF and other organizations that I met in New York City, which helped me understand how I can better help my country as well. And it led me into starting my own nonprofit, which is called Stand for Education.
Okay. So, yeah, you said whatever you have been doing about your modeling or music, it made the humanitarian partners look at you as a role model in promoting their activities. Could you tell me a bit of the things that you do in line of supporting with the humanitarians?
Yes, I always advocate. One thing my mother told me when we were leaving Sudan, I should say, because it was Sudan at that time, was that I need to take you children so that you can go get a better education. And when you do, you must come back. You never forget where you come from. And that stuck to me somehow. So what I started to do is focusing on what does our country really, really need in order for us to be able to have peace and in order for us to be able to grow with dignity and have a future, especially for the younger generation. And what stuck out to me is education. So education is the first way I started really advocating about what the most priority needs for South Sudan and how we can be able to approach peace. And it just was the obvious thing. South Sudan is the youngest country in the world, and we are struggling as far as literacy rates. And we have over 50% children in South Sudan, 64% women. So those stuck to me a lot, because if most of South Sudan is 64% women and over 50% are children, and what we're lacking is education, so that is what we really need to target. And that's what brought me into working even more and with UNICEF and advocating on education, because education is what will bring peace to us, and it will be the thing that will be the key to really help the country become better.